We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, have you ever jumped off a telephone pole?
No.
Well, I've been thinking of ways, as you know, that we can bond. And I've been to these ropes courses.
I've already turned you down on yoga.
I know. And this is why I'm trying to be creative. So you go to the ropes course. There's one up in Connellsville or Uniontown.
A what?
It's called a ropes course. So you can do a zip line. Have you done that before?
No. Why, are you an adventurist here or what?
I can be.
Extreme sports guy?
Sometimes.
You're afraid to like even talk into a microphone without wiping it all down. Now you're doing extreme sports
well,
stuff?
Well, let me explain very
you're
quickly.
Too, an old man for that.
Here, what you do, one of the events is you climb a telephone pole. There's little rungs on it that you can climb. Then you stand on the top and you sort of just feel what it's like to be literally be on top of the world. And then there's a trapeze in front of you. And what you do is you jump off the telephone pole and try and catch the trapeze.
Sounds like fun. I'll come watch you do it sometime.
But you're not into it, no?
No.
Sweat
lodge? Did you get hurt playing basketball?
I did. But I've made a comeback.
Was that with Mosey? Was that when he hit the threes?
No, that wasn't the same day.
Okay.
That was Filippone, and I was beating him in a 2 out of 3 when my Achilles snapped. And he didn't accompany me to the hospital. You ever hear that part of the story?
J.G. Pageau just snapped his Achilles tendon, too. That's a big loss for Ottawa. He accompanied you.
No, he didn't. He let me, the ambulance came to the L.A. Fitness over in Settlers Ridge, and Pony just sort of let me go. That was it. Nothing.
Well, you know, I'd have been yelling for help. I'd have dialed 911 and been running out the door.
How are you, Ron?
I'm great. It's Friday. Big football weekend coming up again. Not looking forward to the Pitt game nearly as much as I did last week, but looking forward to the Steelers-Kansas City game a lot. Wondering who's going to play.
Man, that's the story, isn't it? Is there any heightened level of concern for you with Ben?
No, but I mean, no. I know what a competitor is. I know he hates to miss games. Unless he's really hurt, I expect him to play. Even if he doesn't really practice a lot today, I think he's the one guy that they'll let get away without practicing and still play. But I'm more concerned. I think DeCastro and Hayden are two important guys, and it doesn't look like either one of those guys is going to play. You throw Ben on top of it, don't have Le'Veon Bell, who's just destroyed Kansas City the last three games. You're going in shorthanded, in my opinion.
Well,
and if Ben doesn't play, wow, all bets are off because, I think we both, I don't want to speak for you, but I think I remember you wanted to keep Landry Jones. I certainly did.
Yeah.
And it's just for an occasion like this.
Just for an occasion like this.
Not for if Ben's going to miss the whole season.
Right.
But for one game, I'd rather have Landry Jones and Josh Dobbs.
Well, you already hit on something I was going to ask you, and that is, I mean, to me, it's obvious. I know there's a rule in quotes that you have to practice Friday to play. If it's Ben, if he wakes up Sunday morning, I don't care if he's done one thing all week, and he says, I'm ready, you play him, right?
Right. And I think so, and I think they think so, too.
So,
it would be nice to see him get out and get some work today.
What would it be like without him?
Well, we don't know. That's the great unknown because Dobbs has never taken a snap that counts. He may come in and be great, or he may come in and be terrible. But you don't have DeCastro. That's a big guy up front, even though Finney's a very good backup. I think it could be a long day if all those guys don't play. But obviously if Ben doesn't. But I still think he's going to find a way.
Even if he does play, Ron, I'm concerned at this point because he was all over the place last week. Was it the weather? I don't know.
I think it was more the weather than his elbow. They say he got hurt on the next to last play of the game.
No doubt. But here's
his early misfires.
No doubt about that. But he was inaccurate and all over the place all day. And then to not practice all week on top of that, for a guy who was extremely rusty in week one, I don't know if that bodes well. Now, he's a different kind of guy. We know that. So he is the kind of guy who could roll out of bed and have a great game. But if I'm the Steelers, I'm concerned either way.
Joe, if he plays, he'll play well. That's just what I believe, and I do believe he'll play.
Well, he'll have an opportunity to play well because this defense right now is in a little bit of flux in Kansas City, and he's coming off a performance that looks bad on the surface but looks even worse if you scratch below it a little bit because the Chargers dropped a bunch of passes. And to me, the one key to this game, honestly, I think I said it at the end of yesterday's show, is Ben's accuracy and Ben's ability to tear them up, I think, is the whole key to the game. And I am concerned. You tell me anybody who was that rusty last week and then has an injury, however severe or minor it might be, and doesn't throw all week, that's concerning to me. It is.
I get it.
So let's hit it right away, Ron. Who you got and why? Let's assume Ben plays. Let's assume he practices today. We'll obviously keep people abreast of that as the Steelers hit the practice field in about, what, an hour, hour and a half here. Who you got and why?
See, now you've done this to me 2 weeks in a row.
We don't have to do an
we
exact prediction.
We make our picks
no.
at the end of the show.
I know.
Ask people out there who they have and why. We don't. I'm not going to make my pick until the end of the show.
You don't have to. What's the spread right now? Four? Three?
I have it written down. Hold on.
Two? One? It's an unbelievable sandwich you have over there, by the way. Chicken salad? I don't know who came in today. Somebody dropped off pizza and
salad,
and Ron was on
it's
it like a hyena.
Our weekly visit on Fridays.
Yeah, it's nice.
Steelers are...
two?
Darn, I didn't even write it down.
That's okay.
I think they're 4 points
we'll
favorite.
Favorite. Ron, I'm not asking you to make your official pick, nor do
well,
I...
Well, if you're asking me who I like,
who
that's
you like to win
pick.
The... No, it's not. Not against the spread. It's, well, I guess it kind of is in a way. I don't want to wait till 1:42 to talk about who's going to win the game and why. That's ridiculous.
I get that, but we
that's
can ask
the end
our,
of the show.
We can ask our callers to make that
I don't
pick.
Want our, I don't care what they think. I care
oh,
what you think.
That's really nice.
I care what you think.
4.5.
4.5. I think against my better judgment, I don't even know why. Well, it's because I don't trust Kansas City's defense. I'm picking the Steelers to win this game. But a lot of things that you already touched on are adding up here to a loss for me, a potentially rusty quarterback. The best guard, if not offensive lineman in the league, might not play. Joe Hayden's going to be missing from the secondary against an offense that's explosive, to say the least. I don't like the matchup, except I don't trust Andy Reid a lot. I don't.
Always pretty good in a regular season.
Yeah, he is, but he's on the road. He's not very good against the Steelers in the regular season. I can tell you that, especially
they
recently.
They lost the last couple of them, that's for sure.
I just, for some reason, I don't trust them. I can
but
see.
But, you're picking them.
No, I'm picking the Steelers.
That's what I said.
Yes.
You don't
I
trust
was just talking
matchup.
About the Chiefs.
You don't like the matchup. There's a lot of reasons
yes.
you don't, but yet you're picking them to
yet
win.
Yeah, I'm picking them to win. I am, and I don't know why. I don't have good justification. I think Ben will probably play, and again, against my gut instinct, I think he'll probably play well. You know how sports works, right?
Yep.
What we think's going to happen doesn't happen.
Especially when you're picking again.
So that's right. So are you honestly telling me that we're not going to have your gut feel on this game until 1:42? Is that the case?
That's exactly what I'm telling
you. All right. See,
I want to hear
this
what,
would have been helpful if you would have told me this back there in the bullpen.
I want to hear what our listeners have
this
to
is
say.
Unbelievable.
That's what I want to hear.
412-928-9370.
People all over the city are waiting to hear who I pick. I'm off to an 8-1 start this
I know.
Year.
Well, why are you making us wait till 1:42?
They want to wait. We got a tease. It's called a tease.
All right. I've been in this business for... All right. 412-928-9370. This is an interesting game, to say the least, because for one thing, the Chiefs are different than they've been. You know, the Steelers have beaten them more than any other team since 2014, even though they're not in their division. But this is a different team. Let's talk a little more about the Chiefs, and we'd love to hear from you, since Ron is saving his pick for the end of the show. We'd love to hear from you on who you got and why, a succinct reason as to why. And you know what? We can do away, Ron, I know, well, let me say this. We'll do it live. Can we do away with the pleasantries when the callers call? We're doing well. Is that clear, you and I both?
Yes.
They're probably either doing well, and if they're not doing well, I don't care. Just call and give your pick, and then we can chat for a little while. It's the Cook and Joe Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.